53 degrees in Kalamazoo. Good morning and welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Millam and 12th. And joining us in the studio on this Saturday morning is Andy Waddell.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, doing great. Beautiful morning outside right now.
It is. Cooled down. Nice outdoor working weather, playing
yeah.
weather. So what temperature today?
53 right now, looking at topping out about 68.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. So, yeah, welcome everybody to a beautiful sunny day. And, Tim, think we can get our fingernails dirty? Maybe get a little timely tips going?
Oh, absolutely. Let's dig right in.
You bet. Hey, everybody, let's grab that shovel, grab that cup of coffee, and let's get started. You know what? Tim is commenting on beautiful weather today. But you know what? This weather has actually been very challenging, to say the least, especially for us outside gardeners and landscapers. It does really make it a challenge. Actually, if you notice, it's been, I think we had a high of 88. I was soaked with sweat the one day and had a long coat on the next day. But it actually toughens. It toughens us, the Michigan gardeners, up like no other gardeners in the surrounding states. You know, it kind of starts like tales, Tim. You know, I used to walk to school barefoot, uphill both ways.
Oh, yeah,
you know that
yeah.
story. you can just see the poor child walking down the gravel road. You know, instead, we have gardener stories like this. You know, I used to work in the garden like a slave, barefoot, uphill. The garden was actually uphill, Tim. No water. No food. No bug spray.
Man, that's rough.
Row after row of stuff that kids didn't even like. You'd have to harvest things like kale and cabbage and Swiss chard, you know, things, scary things that your mom said, just try one piece. Will you just try one?
It, you'll like it.
Then you can have the hot dog afterwards, you know. Harvesting eggplant, one of my favorite. Digging up onions, which me and onions don't see eye to eye, you know. And so those stories go on. But, you know, those grueling years, or so I thought, really actually taught me some life skills. They taught me some morals, and I'll tell you what, better yet, they taught me a love for gardening, for landscaping. The love of a tree, the love of a shrub or an evergreen, the love of a perennial flower that comes up in the spring, the love of the annuals finally when it's late spring and you can start putting them in. So, I don't care. Call me a gardening geek. Call me a plant geek, rock geek, a landscape geek. So, you know what? Now I'm the guy who looks at a plant that comes back from a client and it's 99% dead and says, hey, it's still alive, where everybody else is saying, hey, it's dead. And you know what? I'll take that little guy home, nurse it along, and you know what? I'm actually the guy with a second wind at night. And Tim, I'm not sure my neighbors care for me all the time. I start mowing a lot of times at 9 o'clock at night.
It's still daylight.
It's still daylight, but I got good lights on the mower. So, you know, I mowed last night with the lights of the full moon until midnight. Just because you want the yard to look good for company to come over, you know, that gardening geek, that landscape geek. You know, and now I'm the guy along with my wife who has 70-plus houseplants and is actually ready to get more with the help of my houseplant geek wife who keeps those green plants alive and then them flushing and doing so well. I'm the rock geek who can't walk down the beach. Tim, I'm actually that guy. He collects pocketfuls of stones, driftwood, glass. You know, your swimming trunks come back with all kinds of little skipper stones and stuff. You know, well, enough explaining. I'm describing some of you, aren't I? I'm actually from the coolest little dwarf miniature hosta to the largest tree in the world, the California redwoods, that I just got done reading and totally amazed in the National Geographic this past winter on the article showing the height and the size and the volume of the California redwoods with 10,000 square foot board feet in one tree. I'm amazed how God made them all. So pass on some of your gardening likes and loves to the next generation. Maybe it will stick. I'm just saying, start young. My older boy, Zach, has far more love for the outdoors than my middle boy, Caleb, probably just because they've spent more time outside than the younger one. Your gardening love, gardening knowledge, hey, let some of that rub off today. Last week, Tim, we had a caller call in about heirloom tomatoes.
Yeah.
And we all know tomatoes are probably one of the most prized or pride of the garden, in the garden. In our plant lineup, in our greenhouse, and just to follow up on some of the heirloom varieties that we do stock at Waddell's. We have in that heirloom variety, and just remember, heirloom varieties of tomatoes need work. Their hybridized varieties have been worked on so they would be far more immune to disease and insects. So, first of all, with heirlooms, you're going to have to keep the spray up. But with heirlooms, we have things like Old German. Old German was a, it's a yellow fruit with a red exterior. This is in plant form in our greenhouse right now. Outstanding flavor with very few seeds. It's an intermediate, so it's a 75 days to a maturity. We have Cherokee tomato. It's an abundant medium size, very sweet with a little smoky flavor. It's kind of a thick rose brown skin. It resists cracking, and it's got good foliage cover, which prevents the sunburn. It's kind of an 80 to 90-day maturity variety of tomato. We have Brandywine. Some people are familiar with that variety. It's an exquisite flavor. Large, pinkish-red, beefsteak-style tomato. Very meaty with very few seeds and very, very good for sauces. Kind of an 88-day to maturity. And Marglobe tomato, almost perfect shape, globe-shaped red fruit, very disease-resistant. Plant produces high yields, early yield, very large, sweet, crack-resistant variety of fruit, 73 days to maturity. Now, in that same lineup of tomatoes, I have seed varieties. So we were talking to the gentleman last week on the radio on some of our heirloom varieties. So we have, by the way, we have a seed saver company in our seed lineup that is a type of seed saver, kind of a vault system. And these vaults have had varieties or generations of seeds that's been saved and now has been brought out to the public. So a couple of the varieties that Jane and I were talking about on our sales floor, sales floor manager Jane, we have Stupice, which is a heavy yield, great for northern climates. And we have Ponderosa Red. It's kind of a beefsteak variety. The fruit is great for kind of a high humidity situation. We have Mortgage Lifter. It's a pink Kentucky heirloom. Mortgage Lifter has the highest volume of meat and the least amount of seeds. We have Lemon Drop. It's a cherry tomato. It's very tart and sweet. And then we have Green Zebra, which is sweet and zingy. So, then there's just a few varieties. And when we come back, I've got maybe a little pepper lineup. You like jalapenos?
Jalapenos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like them in the, you know, the old chili there. Pretty good in there. Oh, yeah.
And stuffed tomato, peppers and stuff like that. So we can go through a few peppers and take a few callers and got lots more for our journal today.
Absolutely. And if you do have a comment or question for Andy this morning, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence with Andy Waddell, 590 WKZO.
Had enough of that rusty old grill? Maybe it's time you checked out Waddell's Grill Center, where you'll find Primo and Broilmaster grills. Primo grills are the only ceramic grills made in the USA. Their patented oval design allows for more flexibility in cooking space. You'll also enjoy using both direct and indirect heating at the same time. That means you can sear a steak with direct heat on the one side and slow cook chicken with indirect heat on the other side. Primo grills use fast-heating natural hardwood lump coal, which comes in a bag that will last you as long as a tank of gas. If you'd prefer a gas grill, get the best, a Broilmaster grill. Broilmaster offers more cooking configurations than your kitchen stove. Searing, grilling, broiling, smoking, roasting, even baking. Right now, purchase a grill at Woodell's and get a $50 to $100 gift card to be used on any future purchase at Woodell's. Both Primo and Broilmaster grills are made in the USA and feature a 20-year to lifetime warranty. Whether you're a professional or an impassioned amateur griller, reward yourself with a grill from Woodell's Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
This is going on Facebook. Smile.
We like you. Now you can like us right back. On Facebook, go to WKZO.com.
WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Joining us in the studio, Andy Woodell. You can be a part of the program as well if you have a comment or question about your lawn and garden. 382-4280-1877-382-4280. And Andy, we have Jerry calling in from Plainwell. He's got a question for you. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Jerry. Can I help you?
Sure. I have a number of perennial beds and wildflower beds that have perennials in them.
Mm-hmm.
And controlling the weeds in there, I know about mulch and all that, but I still get the spider grass that comes up and other weeds that come up. I consider using preen, but every time I read the label on the preen, it says it stops things from germinating. Would that stop my my perennial wildflowers from germinating if I put the preen in there? And it's just, I just don't understand how to use that stuff. Every time I read the label, it scares me.
That's all right. That's right. Jerry, what it does is it, preen or easy weeder, makes a barrier in the ground. So let's say your wildflowers or perennials are up, they're vigor is to a point where you like them, and the sizes you felt that have germinated and they're 2 or 3 years running. At that point, Jerry, then you know you feel like those wildflower seeds don't necessarily have to spread because maybe your perennial garden looks good. So where the perennials are, go ahead and once those plants are up, go ahead and shake and work in the preen right on the top surface. Don't break the barrier, because once preen is disturbed, that barrier is broken, weed seed can come through. In the spots where you want the wildflowers to continue seeding over from time to time, Jerry, you know, taking the wildflower seeds and breaking it up and spreading it over that portion, the other portion of the perennial gardens, pass on the preen. Because that is going to have an effect on the wildflower seeds. It wouldn't matter if it's dandelion, thistle, or coneflower, which is part of your wildflower seed lineup. That's not going to allow that to germinate.
But purple hyacinths wouldn't germinate if they put preen down.
Nope. But if it's up and it's rooted, preen doesn't affect it. So that's like planting preen in amongst annuals or in amongst vegetables. We suggest to people, put the annual down, get it rooted in. 10 days later, 2 weeks, go ahead and put the preen in. It doesn't affect rooted plants. It'll affect the pre-emergent or the emerging of that seed source, probably in your wildflowers. So some spots, yes, use it. Probably in some spots while the wildflowers or you're trying to make them spread, Jerry, I'd pass on.
Yeah, okay. And the spider grass, how in the heck do I get rid of
that? Oh, man. Yep. What I might do is take Kilzol in a cup and get a paintbrush, Jerry, and go out and paint it. Sometimes when it's all in amongst the perennial gardens, it's so hard to not hit that astilbe or that host or whatever and spray and kill that. So a lot of times just put it in a cup and paint some of that on. You'll avoid any drift, any kill with the other perennials that are right next to it. And then once that is down and killed, you probably have to do a couple applications of that. Second, Jerry, you might want to apply spreader sticker. It's a surfactant that makes weed control stick to the plant better. Spidergrass is a very hard one. A lot of times you'll kill it out and the roots will still come back.
Right.
So you'd probably, just like Creeping Charlie or Veronica, you're going to need a couple applications. Killing out the first group, the plant will die back, and then the second root structure will come up, or the second oomph of that plant will come back, and that's why you hit it a second time.
Thank you very much.
Kilzol will have your best, probably better than Roundup, because it's got a higher percentage of glyphosate, which the Roundup active ingredient, you'll see that Fertilome high-yield Kilzol, we sell at the store.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jerry. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Hi. Thank you very much for the call. Jerry, Eva also has a question right here in Kalamazoo. Good morning.
Hey, Eva, how are you?
I'm fine. I have been trying to get rid of tiger lilies. They have spread through things and my ground cover. They come up through all of that. And I've tried digging them out and putting thick newspapers down and mulch, but they still manage to come through.
Yeah, and Eva, it sounds funny. Most time everybody's wanting the tiger lily, and you're on the opposite. And a lot of it, I know why, because the original plant, you know, the big mother bulb, has so many little babies that keep splitting off.
Yes.
Number two, as the tiger lily matures and the flower comes, the flower goes, and all those seeds fall in the ground, then you'll get a second batch of seeding. And so a couple things. When that plant emerges, Eva, and the tiger lily's starting to sprout and come up, and to some people that's a nice plant, but for you it's turned into a weed.
Yes.
When the foliage starts emerging and you see some of that growth coming out in the next couple weeks, just like I told the last gentleman, I go through, if it's in your ground cover and you don't want to kill that, take a can of the Kilzol and put it like in a soup can and take a paintbrush and just paint it on the lily foliage. Okay, what that's going to do is if you yank that tiger lily out, you're yanking out the bulb, but you're leaving all the babies.
Oh, I know.
Okay, and so you might as well leave the foliage there and see if you can kill top down instead of pulling the roots up and leaving one. Well, then it'll just turn and multiply.
And that's called Kilzol.
Kilzol. It's made by Fertilome, and I would just like a little paintbrush and a little soup can, just put it in there and go in amongst the tiger lilies. I do have another item, Eva, that is a kind of a shooter, and if it's in a perennial garden, it's the size of a shovel handle, but it's got a cone at the end. You can put the Kilzol in it and put it right over the tiger lily, and it'll shoot it and direct it right to the actual spot instead of having drift. But that's my two sources. I think your newspaper, mulching them is probably just going to make them harbor and increase. And when that newspaper leaves, you just provided a nice, cool, moist area there, Eva, where it probably didn't choke any of it out, did it?
No,
probably just increased it. So go ahead and try that spraying on, because you got bulbs down in the ground. The last solution would be lifting up that soil, which is a lot of it, and churning it over and pulling all those little onion-sized little bulblets out of the tiger lilies.
Well, when I first planted those, I thought I had two day lilies.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I didn't realize they were tiger lilies.
Well, and there's some beauty to tiger lilies until they start spreading, they get out of control for you.
Right. Well, I sure thank you.
Yeah, stop in and we'll show you how to do that.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Eva. We'll continue more with your calls and Andy Waddell, this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Take a quick update of CBS News, an update from the WKZO.com newsroom, and then more of your calls coming up for Andy. 590 WKZO, Over the Garden Fence.
A pond in your outdoor living area can be beautiful and relaxing. Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has the plants, fish, supplies, and ideas you need to create your own tranquil backyard getaway. To add interest to your water feature, check out all the cool fish, water plants, natural stone, and other decorative items from Weddell's complete water garden department. Weddell's has a great selection of fish in many sizes and colors. This week, buy 3 Shabunkin or Sarasa Comet fish and get 1 free. Add water plants for more color in your water feature. Now you can get both sizes of beautiful water lilies on sale, and you can get your choice of water hyacinth or water lettuce plants on sale for just $2.99. Want a pond with the relaxing sound of a waterfall? Try an easy-to-install complete pond kit from Weddell's. This week, both the Cascading Falls and Serenity Falls kits are on sale. You'll save $40 to $100. Enjoy your pond even later into the evening. The LED Pond Light Kit is on sale this week, too. Not sure where to start? Get expert advice every day at Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street. Open Memorial Day, 8 to 5.
To all the service men and women out there,
it's a chance to pause and to pay tribute.
We send blessings to you and thank you so much for everything that you do.
WKZO.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nunn. Investigations underway into the Skagit River Bridge collapse on I-5 north of Seattle.
Chris Olson of the Washington State Department of Transportation.
Once their investigation is completed and our inspection is completed, then we can start moving forward on getting that debris out of the water.
CBS Transportation Safety Analyst Mark Rosenker says that this incident is symptomatic of a looming crisis.
We do have a problem here, and we need to address it before things really begin to come back to home and haunt us where we do have bridges that fall just because they're too old.
The American Society of Civil Engineers gives bridges in the U.S. a C-plus rating. Trucker William Scott's rig clipped a girder just before that collapse. His wife Cynthia recalls,
he was looking in the mirror, and then it dropped out of sight.
Minimal damage to the rig, she says.
It's a tiny bit of damage on that one corner. That is not enough to knock a bridge down.
Three people injured in the bridge collapse. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
Chief Judge Adler says the sergeant involved in the shooting death of Jacob is now a prime suspect in the shooting after the holiday.
You Green Thumbers already know, bringing a gardener to Waddell's is like bringing a kid to a candy store. Waddell's is stocked full of gorgeous plants, and many of them are on sale. For a huge burst of color each spring, get a Prairie Fire crabapple tree. This week, get the 7 to 9 foot tall Prairie Fire crab for just $59.97, save $30. How about some blooms that last into the summer season? Get some Wine and Roses Weigela shrubs, now on sale for $18.97. Need something to add bright blooms to your gardens and containers? Geraniums are now on sale. Looking for some year-round green? Get some Woodward Globe Arborvitaes, on sale for just $16.97. Need some plants for a water garden? This week, get special deals on water lilies and water hyacinth plants. Check out the sale at Waddells.com. There are great deals on mulch, patio stone, and more. And when you kids, I mean gardeners, come in, be sure to check out the gorgeous hanging baskets, container plants, even arrangements for cemetery decorating. Waddells Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street. Open Memorial Day, 8 to 5.
590 WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Joining us in the studio, of course, your gardening expert, Andy Waddell. You can be a part of the program as well if you have a comment or question for Andy. 382-4280-1877-382-4280. Just like Phil right here in Kalamazoo. He's got a question for you, Andy. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, Phil. How can I be of help today?
Yes. Good morning to you.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
About 3 or 4 years ago, the Benzie County agriculture agent gave me some Saskatoon plants that were the bearing type. Tell me a little bit about them, other than the fact that protect them from rabbits and pour water and water and water on them. What else should we be doing, if anything?
Well, Saskatoon, believe it or not, is part of the Amelanchier family, which is part of the serviceberry. Now, you are totally correct on the rabbits. Rabbits and deer will definitely like them. Have you had it to a point, Phil, where are they starting to bear any fruit or any berries yet?
No, not yet. It looks like they're starting to put out some flowers right
good,
now.
Good, good, good. Really, that's a native original variety of Amelanchier, and I just by chance read about it the other day. It is supposed to be a higher, heavier producer of the traditional Amelanchier or serviceberry. What I'd like, Phil, for you to do is, if it hasn't been fed, I would feed it every fall. But if it hasn't been fed, I'd do it right now. Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, Plantone is what I would put around that plant. And maybe a 3 foot, maybe a 30 to 36 inch ring around the tree to maybe mulch it well. I know they are going to like cool roots and warm top, which means if you can keep the mulch good 2 to 3 inches deep, that would be a plus on them. I know as they start maturing, serviceberry at a young age or the Saskatoon, which is a native variety, probably doesn't bear much. But once they start getting older, the fall, every October, Phil, when the leaves start dropping, that's when I would put the Plantone around the plant. Drilling holes in the ground, pouring maybe a quarter to eighth to a quarter cup in each hole, going around the drip line of the plant where the rain would fall. And obviously it's a little small right now, but it'll get going. Ultimate size on that, Phil, probably be in the 12 to 20 range. The reason I just read about it just by chance when you're calling, Phil, was looking up other varieties of serviceberry, and I think that Saskatoon is known for its heavy bearing fruit for the wildlife.
A note, if I can throw it in.
Please.
something that made them really take off is I was at your store and bought one of those 1 1/4 inch ground drills.
Oh, yeah.
And I regularly grind up eggshells and orange peels.
Hmm.
And we're filling those 1 1/4 inch holes as deep as the drill would go all the way around them. And that has really caused them to take off.
Hmm. Well, good. Good. I think some of it, too, you're providing some aeration and you're getting, you know, as things rot and break down, too, both of those items you're going to see with the eggshell, a little calcium, too. And so, yeah, it's going to be a plus for it, too. So the plus is once it gets going, you'll probably see a lot of bird. But believe it or not, if you cover them, Phil, you might even see where you guys might be able to harvest a little. I know we have Regents, which is a dwarf service berry, and when that fruit matures, it is actually like a, almost like a tart blueberry. It's got a little bite to it, but it's still very, very, very edible, very, very flavorful. So,
the reason our soil agriculture agent is trying to establish those across Michigan is during a travel he was making, he saw a lot of these big green bushes around homes in Saskatchewan.
Oh.
And he discovered that whenever he bought a blueberry pie up there, it was actually Saskatoon.
Phil, thank you. Yeah, that's neat. And so we kind of described just that. You know, it's for a pie, I would think it'd be very, very flavorful. So that's kind of neat. Okay. Huh.
Very good. I thank you, Guy.
You bet, Phil. Good luck on that. Thank you for the call.
Goodbye.
Little info on it, too, at the same time.
590 WKZO, this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Your host, Andy Waddell, your gardening expert, and you as well. More of your calls coming up. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
To enhance the beauty of your outdoor living area, check out the huge selection of natural stone at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. Waddell's carries over 40 varieties of natural stone, and this week all bulk stone is 10% off. A wall built out of natural sawn stone can give your landscape anything from a formal look to a rugged natural appearance. Also on sale are the many flagstone sizes and colors to make beautiful walkways, paths, patios, and poolside areas. Maybe you're looking for that perfect accent rock, the one that complements the plants in your landscape. Boulders are all 10% off today, too. Choose from ledge stone that makes the perfect natural rock to put in a water feature to large field stone and lava boulders. Or get your choice of colors and cobblers that look great in the stream bed. Take advantage of the savings at Waddell's Rock Buffet, where there are 40 tempting rock and stone choices. Bring your area measurements to Waddell's helpful experts. They'll help you estimate how much stone would be just right for the patio, stairway, wall, or water garden. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street. Open Memorial Day, 8 to 5.
590 WKZO, as we continue this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Gardening expert Andy Waddell joining us in the studio. Just a quick little thing. A couple of callers ago, they were talking about the Kilzall.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about my parking space area. It's kind of a gravel dirt road. And, you know, the weeds and, you know, dandelions and some grass beginning to take over some of that. Would that be the proper product to use?
That would be one of them. Yes, Tim. Kilzall would do a immediate kill on it. I'd put a little spreader sticker with it and spray it with like a hose end sprayer or a tank sprayer. But in a driveway, Tim, you're not probably, or the parking area, probably not planning on planting anything there.
No.
So there's an item called Double Play.
Double Play.
Made by Fertilome still. But what it'll do will kill everything out, and then, Tim, it'll actually have a post-emergent.
Oh.
So after everything kills out, then you're going to see where that'll prevent any weed seed from blowing in and rooting in. Mm-hmm. And that way the driveway will stay a little bit cleaner. I think it's rated for 12 months.
Oh, okay.
So at least for part of the season, you could kill out with Roundup or Kilzall, but it'll come back. Where the Double Play, it won't come back.
Uh-huh.
So you got a project ahead of you, it sounds like.
Oh, just a little bit. Just a little.
Well, Tim, I asked you earlier, everybody loves tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody, but most
everybody.
I know. I'm not an onion fan, so you know what? Not everybody. But peppers is another thing that's kind of, if it's not a tomato that everybody's drawn to, a lot of times it's that prized pepper in the yard. So out in our greenhouse, too, we've got a nice little lineup. I'm just trying to give you the taste buds going for today. Burpee has come out with a variety called Big Daddy.
Big Daddy is a gigantic 8 to 10-inch yellow and gold pepper. It's gorgeous and great tasting, used for fresh, grilled, sautéed, roasted, or stuffed. Very nice, 73 days to maturity. And we have another one called Fooled You Pepper.
I like the name.
It's a hybrid variety of jalapeno with virtually no heat.
Really? Fooled you. Okay. I'm
fooled
it
you.
Now.
So you can, like my dad, which probably couldn't take any amount of heat whatsoever, and I'll take the number 33, the hottest, you know. But maybe fooled you, Dad. So it's just a little bit larger than the regular jalapeno. It's 65 days to maturity. Fruit is very heavy, thick walled, and actually the green will turn to red. So it's kind of a nice one. And then we have one called Super Hot, Chili Hot.
Uh-huh.
It is intense, intense heat. So starting to sweat a little bit here, Tim. So intense heat with intense flavor, making this pepper a very favorite with a lot of Asian dishes. Beautiful 2 to 3 inch Thai dragon type pepper, bears up to 300 peppers per plant. Matures to a vibrant, very fiery, real, very neat little variety that we're carrying in the store. And Tim, I'm going to change lineup here. I know we've been talking about peppers and tomatoes and serviceberry, Saskatoon, but in the lineup of gardening the last few days,
yes,
there's a little bugger that's bugging me.
Oh, those buggers.
They're called ticks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And this week, Tim, I think we've had plants come in from our farm, out at customers' job sites, in my own yard. So one day, wrestling big trees with a couple boys and my son, trying to put them in, came in from the store, sat down at my desk. One of them fell right into my lap. Two nights later, out at a job site, working with a client, came home. There was one stuck behind my leg. Last night, same thing. Sat down to finish up my timely tips. There was one just almost in my hair. I kind of thought it was the wind blowing, and ticks are getting worse. So this year, guys, Lyme disease does not necessarily spread from person to person. So it is spread from tick to person. And just telling George, I think, Tim, that I, a month ago, thought I had a spider bite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was actually a tick. The area my right down my sock got bright red. It looked like somebody had punched me very hard, and it hurt. It took a few days, but ticks do not hook onto you for about up to 10 or 12 hours. So most of the time they're crawling around to find a spot where they feel they're secure. So we have granulars and we have sprays that will take care of ticks. So if it's out in the yard, and high yield bug blaster granules will take care of the ticks in the yard around the surrounding areas. 38 plus or the Fertilome broad spectrum insecticide, either one of those would be in the surrounding areas. So like in the high grass, in the taller part of the perennial gardens, in the raspberries, I'm just thinking of areas that are, you know, belly height down to your knee height. That's probably where you'd spray that. So check out the dogs. Check out the kids. When they're coming in at night, just take 2 seconds out. You're going to find them once in a while, and take care of them. This is some of the items that will help in the lineup out in the yard. So from tomatoes to chilies to ticks, I thank you, everybody, for listening, and Tim for having us in today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much, Andy. Have yourself a wonderful holiday weekend. And to all the folks out there, we extend that wish to them as well. Over the Garden Fence with Andy Waddell. We'll do this again next Saturday morning, as we do every Saturday morning during the grazing season. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, located right there at Milam and 12th Street. We have 56 degrees in Kalamazoo. Ron Weiser, financial planner, next.